have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond the Fence family for an amazing experience. Beyond the Fence is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond the Fence today at beyondthefence.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond the Fence, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Junior.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems. God slaughtered them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a scary cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, it's already proven. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving us of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond the fence is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
Through the years I want my own fight, no life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer to life, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking trust is my life, you need it. Make friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the back of the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a bird, I'm a man, I'm a heat. They said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm in the pen, I'm a left with a teeter. They find a man with loyalty. I'm receiving for Colorado, I'm still to receive. It never stops, and I know I keep preaching. Once I swap, I never will be this. The floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focused and never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff. The game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music. Principal purpose, the muscle they use it. Bruiser to prove it, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution. Wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute a union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time to find our bad and hurts. Conduct with metal touch.
It's miracle, it's fire,
fuss. Bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people and children. Just raid on school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at what the young
are. We are beyond the fence.
Local this morning, I seen I've been drafted. Armors been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I'm fast. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears when I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar, traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Welcome. Yes, welcome right here on the radio. Yes, thank you.
welcome right here on Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Ben, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. Shout out. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all the kings and queens, men and women of God, kings and queens of the world. We love you. Shout out to Kenny Kim, Elation. We love you. We thank you. We greatly appreciate you for everything. Man, shout out to Kimmy Kim's beautiful daughters. Man, they're doing so good, man. That's why I love Elation. Shout out to Kimmy Kim, awesome mom. I mean, you know, the Bible say, you know, you train a cat up in the ways of the Lord. When they get older, they won't depart from it. And I will say, these young women, you know, as kids, they're going to be kids. But you know what? They have not departed from morals, principles, and values that was taught by a mom. That's right. So shout out to all the awesome moms. Every day is Mother's Day. Every day is Father's Day. Every day is Parents' Day. That's right. And we appreciate you. We love you. We thank you. So shout out to Kenny Kim and the Elation family. That's right. With that being said, can I get a drum roll? The coach, Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building. And I'm... Hey, what up, Coach David Benson? Shout out to the Elation family. I echo what you said. Shout out to Kimmy Kim and her beautiful daughters. Shout out to the listeners. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. We love you guys and appreciate everyone for tuning in every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love y'all.
Yes. And you know what? With that being said, you know, Kimmy, her daughter, man, is going, you know, they doing good. Graduation, college. And listen, shout out to them for that. You know, if you want to donate and if you want to send it to, you know, Beyond the Fence Cash App, BSBDF Family, $BDF Family. And I will make sure that Kimmy gets it. That's right, because her daughter's in college. She's going to college. They're doing good. You know, could be doing anything in life, but she decided to take a step further and do something productive with her life. So, yes, we are taking up donations for that. It's not a thing to where it's all about just trying to get money, but we say that we want to pour into people. We say, you know, we give our tithes and our offerings to the church. Well, this is right here is a part of the church. That's right. The church is not a building. The church is the people. So we need you to be supportive in that area. If you could give, I don't care if it's a dollar. I don't care if it's $2. It can be 50 cents. But you know what? We want to be able to bless this young lady, show that we are here as a community. And I'm going to give myself. That's right. I'm going to give myself on behalf of Beyond the Fence Enterprise because it is important that we show our gratitude to these young people who we say we are for. So, again, that's $BDF Family on Cash App. You get it to Beyond the Fence. We will make sure Kimmy Kim gets it. If you are in support, not just about Kimmy, but about the cause, that we are doing something productive for a young lady. If you are about that life, then please send that. So, Coach Shay, you ready for an awesome show tonight?
I am ready for an awesome show. And Coach David, I have done my giving as well in support to Kimmy Kim's daughter. You know, I love that you put that out there like that because the children are our future, and you said it best. If you guys are a support, you know, it takes a village to raise a family, it takes a village to raise a child. And then nowadays, it's a whole family of support that's needed. So I have done my sewing, and Kimmy Kim, we love you, and we love your daughters as well. But I'm ready. Right. I'm ready for an amazing, amazing show.
Yes, yes. So with that being said, can I get another drum roll? The funny, my brother, the comedian, Tommy Two Toes, are you in a building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Two toes.
How you doing, Coach David? How you doing, man? How you doing?
All is well, my brother.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear, man.
How your week been? How your week been? Talk to us, Two Toes.
Hey, man, it was beautiful, man. I started off, man, I celebrated recently my four-year anniversary as far as doing comedy. And, I mean, that 4 years went by quick. But, thank you. Thank you. You know, it seems like it always, something good happens, something kind of semi-funny happens. Man, I got kicked out of Christian Mingles. You know what I mean? Because I've been back on the dating scene. And this woman, you know, we was vibing, and she said that she would not date a man who got kids. So I said, cool. I got a son, but I don't take care of him. What's up? And now I'm blocked on Christian Mingle. You know what I mean? I don't know what I did wrong. You know what I mean? For the record, I do take care of my son. I do take care of him. But I figured, why not, man? Give it a shot anyway. You know what I mean?
Christian Mingle, that's right, brother. Hey, you had to shoot your shot, though, didn't you?
Had to. Now I ain't got no more bullets left, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, man.
No, man, empty the clip on me. Empty the clip.
Empty.
Yes, sir. So, man, once again, you know, right here on Beyond the Radio, we tell everybody, man, we come to educate. We're really not trying to preach at people. We really just come, like, teach and also have fun. That's what life is about, man. You got to have fun. You got to smile. It's a lot out here. You know, a lot of people going through mental health is a real thing. People going through things. So, you know, we always try to make people smile as much as possible. And at the same time, give you life principles so you can have some goals. We want you to have that ambition. We can't teach you ambition. It's something that you got to do for yourself. If you believe in yourself, you got to go get it. So we always want to encourage and motivate everybody. And we don't take it for granted. I say this every week, but we do not take it for granted. We greatly appreciate every last one of you guys for tuning in right here every Sunday right here on Elation. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. Shout out to everyone on Beyond the Fence family. I have to say their name. Shout out to DJ G Will, the Jewel, DB Jr., it's Ama E. Neely, it's Tanya Caesar, Shay Samuels. Coach, but I'm going to just say Shay Samuels because that's your artist name. Shay Samuels and Tommy Two Toes and myself, David Benton. That's the family. And Blockstar. I can't forget Blockstar. You know, he have his own label, but he's definitely Beyond the Fence. We represent him. He represents us. So shout out to every artist and everyone who's in support and allies of Beyond the Fence. And there are many allies, and Elation is one of them, and we do not take it for granted. We love everybody. And so, you know, so you guys, look, man, Coach Shay, Tommy Two Toes, y'all ready for a good show tonight?
I'm ready.
So, all right, so tonight, I was going to start it out with a scripture tonight. And Matthew 7, 15. I'm going to read 15 through 20. Matthew 7, 15 through 20. I'm going to read that. And it say, watch out for false prophets. NIV version. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad fruit cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Now, although in this book it's talking about watch out for false prophets, that is the topic of that, watch out for false prophets. But you know what? Let's don't get the title misconstrued. Like, let's don't take this title thing of prophet and just place it on everyone who is a prophet. It doesn't just mean the literal topic of the person who calls themselves a prophet. It's not title driven. To prophesy, you just give a word, right? You give a powerful word. You can prophesy. It doesn't mean that you just this person who always tell the future. No, you bring the word of God. So when it comes to false prophets, a prophet is a person who bring the word of God. So you just got to be careful, period, in life. Whoever speaking something to your life, you have to recognize this being or beings, meaning that, you know, you are your circle. Me, I grew up in a great household full of love. My mom is an evangelist. She always taught me how to pray, and she fasted, and she laid before God. And I've seen a great representation of how women of God courage themselves. I can actually witness my mom being the greatest example to me of how a woman of God or a person of God is supposed to be. So because of that, I had those principles instilled inside me. And I still went out and made a conscious choice to break the law and started selling drugs. I made a conscious choice to put my freedom on the line to start selling drugs. I put my life on the line and became a gang member. Am I a tough guy? Am I a thug? Am I a gangster? Absolutely not. But I was manipulated into something that they told me, because I always said I would never join a gang. But those guys told me it's not a gang, it's an organization, and we do this, do that, do this. Come to find out, it was clearly a gang. But although my mom taught me a specific way, in a certain way that, you know, because she loved me and she wanted me to be better than who she was and who my dad was, you know, parents always want their children to be better. You know, that's what it's about, elevation of generations. But yet I still made this conscious choice. My mom gave me good fruit, but even though that fruit was bad fruit, it looked good to me. So now that brings you back to the story of Adam and Eve. See, it's deeper than that. Now Eve seen a fruit. It was appealing to the eyes. And when she ate it, it was good. Oh, my God, it was so good and soothing. But it was unhealthy for her. So a lot of things and a lot of people in our life may look good. It may taste good, but it may not be good for us. So it's important that we got to be careful who we associate ourselves with. People come in as raging wolves to tear us apart. Coach Shay, what you think about that?
I think nowadays in society, Coach David, this is more relevant. This discussion is more relevant, especially with, you know, especially in the churches. Churches popping up every day. You really don't know what churches are legitimate because people, we've said it before, can get their licenses online. And so you think you're getting into something that is going to be profitable for you, going to be valuable for you, your life, your children, and everything of the sort, only to find out that you can be devoured. And it's sad to say that friendships can also be the same exact way, speaking in the natural term, but friendships can also be the same way. So even when you were talking, I was just thinking about bad company corrupting good seed. And so, I totally agree with you that we just have to be mindful. We were talking today about just kind of the, you know, natural diets. I was talking to somebody today about natural diets. I used to keep a journal. I would have like very bad stomach aches or cramps, and I didn't know where it was coming from. And my doctor, he said to keep a journal of all the food that I was eating so that I can kind of hone in on what it might be that's keeping my stomach upset. And I think that that's one of the things, I know we'll talk about it on the second half, but one of the things I began to do was to actually keep that journal, and I was able to lock it in. What was keeping it, what was keeping my stomach hurting? Why was it, what food was it? And I had to start eliminating that food. And to be honest with you, it was the best foods that I loved. it wasn't the foods right. I hated. It was all the foods that I loved right. that I had to be able to do away with.
Oh, my God. It ain't that something? It's always like, it's like, why God couldn't make sugar vegetables? It's like, yo,
right,
if
right.
God would have out, I would have been a vegetarian. Look, ice cream. Oh, man. Just thinking ice cream took the place of celery or
mm-hmm.
beets. Oh, my God. I would be a vegetarian. Why the good stuff got to be so bad? Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Tommy Two Toes.
Yep. Hey. I tell you what I do, man, to make sure about that fruit, because, you know, like you said, all fruit ain't good fruit. So that's why when I go to the grocery store and I'm shopping, I check my fruit before I buy it. You know what I mean? Basically, I eat the orange before I buy it to make sure it's good. So that being said, you got to do your background checks on these people, man, because things ain't always
right.
as they seem. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
and that's
sir.
True. That is true, man. Coach Shay, he said do a background check. Did you hear that?
I heard him. Do you know my background? You know my background.
I know you have something to say with that, Coach Shay. I know you have some nuggets for that.
Well, I go back. I try to use as many examples as I can that's personal to me, because it shows you that I have the experience. But I remember when I had my nursing home, Coach David, for any of the employees that would come in, I would have to do a background check on them. And it wasn't like a regular, you know, you get a job and you start going through, you just kind of get your fingerprints checked, or you might just get your jobs and stuff checked. But this was a check
right.
all in that person's history, because they were going to be dealing with seniors. And so, one, they had to pay for the background. It cost. It wasn't just – I had to know who these people were inside and out. I needed to know if they had felonies. I needed to know if there was any abuse. I needed to know what their family's history was like. I needed to know the people who were living in the home. I needed to know who would be visiting. I needed to know everything about that person. And so it was a difference from when I would have just that regular employee-to-employee background check. So, you know, it depends on, I agree with you, Tommy Two Toes, it depends on where you're trying to go in life. Like Coach David said earlier, you know, where are you trying to go? What you trying to do? What do you want? What's your future look like? All of that's going to matter. If you don't do the background, I mean, anybody could tell you that they are who they want to be. Not even who they are. They can make up who they want to be. We got social media that can do that for us. We see people all over making up. And, Coach David, you and I, we see it all the time. We see people on social media living it up, and they calling us behind the scenes to borrow money. I don't want to put nobody out there like that, but that's the truth. That's
put them
the
out
truth.
There. No, we putting them out there.
But
we see
but
people living
else.
Like they live their best life, and they come ask me for money. Now, that's just the truth.
But
you know?
Guess what?
So if you don't do your background on those people, then you're just automatically going to assume that you know them. I'm going to give a great example, Coach David. When you first got on the air, you said, listen, we want to bless Kimmy Kim's daughter. If we didn't know your background, that wouldn't be easy for us. Because we understand who you are, we know the fruit that's going to come from it. Because we know who Kimmy Kim is, we know the fruit that's going to come from it. There's no deception there. And so if we say we're going to be able to tell the tree by its fruit, then we automatically know that when you guys summon something, that not only is there going to be the sowing is going to bring good fruit, but because of you guys, because of us sowing into you guys, that there's going to be multiplication of that. When you are sowing into right, or when you're around the right people will add to you. So you definitely have to do your background checks.
Yes. And here's the thing with that, Coach. I'm happy you brought that up. Like, I think you guys are doing the right thing by listening tonight. Because, to be honest, you know, I'm giving a prime example of when have we just came up here and said, yo, send the money to us as a donation. Beyond a fence. We haven't. Let me tell you why. Because this is for a good cause, too. It's not about that. You know what I'm saying? This is not about that. I've seen Kimmy sow into many people. I've seen her sow into many people. So it's up to us to recognize, like you were saying, Coach Shay, good fruit. Good fruit. I see Tommy Two Toes. It's a blessing that he owned this. He's a co-host. Want me to tell you why? Because that brother produced good fruit. You yourself, Coach Shay, you a donator. That's what you do. And you don't even donate on behalf of just yourself. You do it for the whole team. You make us all look good. That's called unselfishness. And we'll talk about sacrifice. Well, sometimes, you know what? If $5 or $10 is a sacrifice, then you need to refocus. You need to refocus. We got to do better. And this is really doing something productive for a young lady. We talk about for our young people. So this is something that not, I'm begging you guys for something, but I'm saying this is how life should go, in my opinion. The Bible say don't just be a reader of the word, be a doer. So let's start doing. It's these type of things. You know, it's these
Can
type
I say
of things.
Something?
Listen, absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, that this is where you would find the people on the, you know, when you ask for such a thing, people are like, and I know we'll get more into it in the second half, but to preface it, it will be like, I got to pray about it. Like, this is where you'll find people the most. I'm going to wait to hear what God says about the sowing.
Yes, and that's true. So understand who you labor amongst. It's simple, people. Kings and queens, men and women of God. That's what it's about. Knowing who you are laboring amongst. Know who you associate yourself with. If people around you are being irresponsible, they're borrowing all the time without paying back. They're at home, no job, and making excuses why they don't have a job. They're not financially stable. And financially stable doesn't mean you have a lot of money. It just means you have enough money to do what you need to do. It's called responsibility. If you are with those people and you find yourself in the same situation, it's because you are around the wrong type of people. Bottom line, if you hang around 4 millionaires, you will eventually be the fifth one. That's how life works. You must change your circle. When you change your circle, your circle will change. You will elevate your mindset. And when you elevate your mindset, you'll see the outcome of your life excel. And with that being said, it's halftime. So where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the
music at? Stop the violence movement, baby.
Yeah.
I mean,
for real.
It's just too much unnecessary killing out there, you know?
It's a shame, you know what I mean?
Delano McLeod, I see you, baby. Ricky Claybrook.
Chicago.
Soldier.
Stand up.
It's Outreach Ministry.
Don't do it.
Straight out of prison.
Don't do it.
In the twilight zone, tales from the dark side. Eyes closed, trying to see from the far side. Live by the sword, then you die by the sword. Too many young men, they don't lie anymore. Parents giving up, not trying anymore. So many tears that they can't cry anymore. Plenty more, hot heads wanna show off. Bullets hot, with no sauce, blood lost, make it lose off. Now I'm aggravated, community separated, devastated education. Ain't even elevating the youth. Hating the truth, you ain't in the mood, cause you breaking the rules on the east side, west, north, south side, throw a peace sign, heaven on earth where nobody on the street die, big crime, so I pray for the knuckleheads, and I don't trust the dead, listen to what I said.
Vietnam in the inner city, it's a pity, dying in the streets, everybody packing the heat, so peace up.
you the pearls, the fur, the diamond eyes with that ring. He told you that you were his queen and that you two would never part.
How many other women has he said that to?
And then he broke your heart.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am the co-host, Coach Chase Samuels. I'm on with your main man, Coach David, and Tommy Two Toes. Listen, I am excited to give these sponsors a great big shout-out before we begin the show. Those first two songs, the songs that you just heard on the music break, the first one was David Benton's first video ever, Peace Up, Guns Down. And the second song, Beautiful, that was your one and only Shay Samuels, and you can get those songs on any digital outlet. But let's go ahead and say shout out to the sponsors, Paula G, Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. You guys, if you are listening and looking for a new voiceover, when I talk about stepping the game up, Coach David, I didn't hear the new one on tonight, but we have a new one that you guys need to hear, and it is amazing. Each year it gets better and better. So if you are a radio program director, a music program director, if you have a business and you need someone to voice over your commercials, infomercials, or if you have a radio show and you need someone to do something like what you're going to hear next week by Paula G, look her up and make sure you connect with her. Book Paula G at Paula G Voice, Paula at PaulaGvoice.com or PaulaGvoice.com, and let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. We also want to give a great big shout out to our DJ, DJ G Will. G Weezy is what I call him. If you are in the Knoxville or surrounding areas, please make sure you reach out to G Will for your next event. I'm talking bar mitzvahs, fitness, workouts, football, basketball. He is everywhere. Look him up on his Facebook page at William G. Will Faulkner, and make sure you connect with him at beyondthefence.org. That's BEYONDAFENCE.org. And we want to give a great big shout out to those of you who have booked him already. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Okay, let's talk business. Consultant Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. We just call it now the Training Center. If you are a new business or an existing business and you need someone to talk to about your vision, let's talk business. Our company has a 100% success rate, and we are growing every single day. Shout out to all the clients. Shout out to all the coaching clients, business clients, and also those of you who are coming. We want to make sure that you guys take your business from zero to whatever the possibilities are by calling us and connecting with us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. If you are a business and you want to talk to us on one of our new platforms, Facebook Live on the Let's Talk Business page, go ahead and like us there to get more information, and make sure that you connect with us on the Beyond the Radio page at Beyond the Radio. Coach David, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Coach Shay. Shout out to all the sponsors. We love you. Coach Shay, thank you for your donation. We definitely appreciate that. On behalf of Beyond the Fence, we're going to send it to Kimmy Kim. And also, Ms. Amma E. Neely, thank you for your donation. We will be sending this on behalf of Beyond the Fence. That's right. And it's definitely a blessing. Shout out to you guys. Thank you. Thank you very much. So if you're just tuning in, we are talking about judging a tree by its fruits. And the reason why this is so important, because, you know, we have our company, the people we choose, the people we choose to be around us. And one thing about it, you know, in Matthew chapter 7, and it was talking about, you know, beware of false prophets. And every time we think of a false prophet, we always think of a man in the pulpit, and that's just not how this thing really is in real life. You know, you do supposed to be aware of your surroundings and the church you attach yourself to, but you have a life outside that Sunday morning service. And that's what we want you to understand. We want you to really wake up and look at reality of your life. That's right. Who do you attach yourself to? And even if it's people in the church that's backbiting and they bitter and they're not really being effective in a positive way, then you might want to, you know, change and be with other people that's more effective in a great way. They can help you elevate. You know, back in those Bible, them biblical days, when somebody killed some, when it was a murder, when somebody murdered someone, they would take the corpse and attach it to that person. They would make you the death sentence. When you got sentenced to death, they would attach the corpse to your body, tie it on your back. So when that corpse decay, it would just poison your whole body, and you will suffer. You would bleed, and you would rot and die, but you would be suffering. Because your body is going through a metamorphosis of pain, torture, all because you took a life. But that dead corpse is attached to that body. And even though that corpse isn't alive, you would still be affected by what's not alive.
Mm-hmm.
How many times are we attaching ourselves to dead mindsets? Dead speeches, dead way of thinking. wasting time. Everything they say is negative. Not taking life more serious. Indulging in prosperity. Prosperity isn't bad if you manage it well, and it's the intent of the person. Money itself is not evil. It's the person. That's why I say the love of money. Because if you love it too much, you would kill for it. You would steal for it. You would lie for it. You would deceive for it. But when you win your greatness and in love and in honor and integrity and respect, then you're going to be blessed in abundance, just like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Solomon. See? You get it? They were very rich. So money itself is not evil.
Mm-hmm.
You got to attach yourself to greatness. Tommy Two Toes, what you think about that?
Man, I got to backtrack, man, because I've been listening to everything Coach Shay been saying. You know, she always has a real-life story, and I'm just trying to figure out what ate you done, Coach Shay, because, I mean, your fruit is everywhere. You know, you HR, you CNA from an old folks home, belly dancer Shay, singer Shay. I got to step my game up. I got to step my game up.
I'm that good fruit that you're talking about, Tommy Two Toes. I'm that good fruit that you better ask somebody.
Hey, give me two slices, man. Give me two slices. But, yeah, I will admit I have been guilty of being around the wrong fruit. So, you know, I had to throw my whole refrigerator away one time. You know what I mean? Because it was so much bad fruit in there. But once I changed my fruit, My life definitely did change for the better. I wish I did it earlier, you know what I mean? But everything happens the way it does for a reason, so it's all good in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, that's true, bro. And to be honest, you know, when you say things like that, it encourages people like myself, man, because you always, you know, give us. You always grateful. And when you that grateful, man, it make us as a family, you know, want to give you more, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's how it is, man, when you attach yourself to people who's like-minded. And understand, you attach yourself to us, and guess what? We attached ourselves to you. But me and you being bros, we being boys, you know what I'm saying? We go way back, you know, middle school.
Way back, way back.
Way back, you know what I'm saying? So
back when you had hair.
True. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, you know, we already attached to one another, man. And that's why we're here today, right here on this radio show, because, you know, we both was positive people, but at the same time, man, we grew up in the same environment and became a product of our environment. That's just the reality. And look at us now. And that's what I want to bless people on and really encourage them. Coach A, do you want to expound on this?
I do. You know, I was thinking about something we taught on a long time ago, Coach David. We talked about the impact of a farmer's failed crops, right? And so since you're talking about fruit, I wanted to expound a little bit more on the failed crop. So I had to look some things up on my end because I was like, okay, I want to remember why it was so important for us to talk about it. So this is what happens when you are around people that aren't bearing good fruit, because it really impacts everything that surrounds you. And you said it, but I want to say it from a farmer's perspective. The result of crop failure tends to affect the farmer's income. It decreases the amount of food available for consumption. What that means is, you know, we went through a pandemic and there were a lot of stores that were out. Eggs was just the recent, it was like their most recent food breakdown, and eggs going up to $5 because there was lack of consumption of food. And it also negatively affects the economy of any country. And so it not only affects you, but it affects everything around you.
So when you think about whatever you're going through, whenever you're not around the right people, if you're not going to the right church, if you're not, even if you're not working at the right job, you might just be thinking, I'm making a lot of money, but you're being impacted in a way that's not causing you to prosper. You're impacted in a way that's causing you to be negative. You're impacted in a way where it's not really adding to you. Coach Dave, we've been talking about this for a lot this week, but just being around the right people. But this is what it, this is what failure in the right harvest or being with the right fruit can do. So I just want to make sure that people are aware of how important it is to know that it impacts everything around you, not just you, but everything around you.
Yes, yes. And that's the thing. Before I say this, I do want to say shout out to DJ G Will. He just put in a donation right here on the Cash App of BDF Family. That's right. $BDF Family. Shout out to DJ G Will. Man, the Beyond the Fence family showing out. That's how we do it. I told y'all, we are here to be a blessing. If you're listening in, go on ahead and be a blessing. Hey, y'all expect to get blessed. This is why we get blessed. And don't get me wrong. I want to clear this up. When people say this of how you can give and get blessed, I want to make this clear. You can't be manipulative. If you're going to do it just to get a blessing, then you lost your blessing. It's not going to make it right for you. So if you're not doing it with the right intentions, just don't do it. If you think you can manipulate God, like you're only fooling yourself, you know. So there's a being higher than yourself. And this being, you know, we believe through the books, but you know what? In real life, we can't explain it. It's beyond our understanding. We can't explain eternity. It's not explainable. We cannot empathize with eternity. We're just the people in time, and time really don't exist, but we're in it. We're here momentarily. So again, donate with a good heart. Shout out to everyone who have donated thus far. We greatly appreciate this. We do not take it for granted. And it makes my point of being attached to the right fruit, you know, the good people, you know what I'm saying, the right type of people. And I mentioned earlier about how a fruit can look good but don't be good for you. So you have, like in certain rainforests, you have certain plants. And the plants are used for medicine. But if you partake in it, it'll be poisonous to you. And it look good, tastes good, but yet it's unhealthy for your body. So things can look good, and things may even taste good, but they don't mean it's good. So we got to be careful, like the people with the good speeches, and they making it look all fruitful for you. And to your eyes, you like, man, I want that. Oh, I want that. I want to be a part of that. But that's when you got to use wisdom. That's when you got to use good judgment. Ain't it scary that all the turmoil in this world, the gang violence, the shootings, and so many the massive incarceration, so many deaths, funerals, like it's like that's one of the best businesses because it's never going to, like, it's a good business to get in because people are going to die every day. But some deaths are premature. Some deaths are premature. It don't have to happen. But yet, why do our young people, and like myself had done, why do we still affiliate ourselves with these type of gangs and drugs? And I'll tell you why. Poverty. And then the games, what they show on TV, they make it look good. They make people want to be a part of it. They make it attractive. And we, as young people, attach ourselves to that. So it's up to us, even us as older adults, we still doing what these kids did, but just at a more developed stage in our life and older. But we still make these poor choices on people who look good, but not good. Shout out to Blockstar. Blockstar just put in a donation right there on the $BDF Family. That's right. Shout out to Blockstar. Man, thank you, Blockstar. We do not take this for granted, and it will be on Beyond the Fence, for Beyond the Fence. That's what we're doing. I cannot take credit myself because I am a part of Good Fruit, a family called Beyond the Fence. I'm just a founder, but I'm not nobody's boss. We're all our own bosses independently, but us being our bosses independently, we come together collectively, and this is what you guys see, a family full of bosses. That's how we do it. That's right, and we all have a part in a position to play, and that's what we want to bless everybody with. Choose the right people in your life, and you will prosper. You are what you eat, so eat the good food. And that's my closing. Coach Shay, you want to say anything before we close?
I think you said it all, Coach David. Just be mindful of this year and who you are around. If you're not looking to, you know, to grow, then don't be around people who want to cause you to grow. That's all I'm going to say, because it get hard out here, and some people are getting really frustrated and distracted by the good people, by the good people. That's the thing that gets me, is by the good people. So just keep pushing, keep thriving, and keep walking your way through. That's all I have, Coach David.
But you know what, Coach Shay? That's exactly what we were saying. Like, when you say the good people, understand what she means, kings and queens, men and women of God. It was just what I was talking about. When she say good people, she mean it look good, but it's poisonous. When Eve ate that tree of knowledge of good and evil, it looked good. It was pleasant to the eyes. And not only did it look good, it actually tasted good, but it wasn't good. So she said, beware and be aware of what looks good, but it's bad. Tommy Two Toes, you have some closing?
Yeah, I just got a quick question, because I'm going to donate, but I'm not that familiar with Cash App. Do y'all know, can you send a post-dated payment through Cash App? Because my money don't come back in the Thursday, and so I'm going to send it in, but I can't send it in right now. Can I, like, tell them I'm going to send it Thursday? I just want to pay some money.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I will send it. You know what, brother? Your heart is in the right place. Don't worry about it. I will send it for both of us. You already sent it.
Right, I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
But hey, my final closing is just a repeat to everybody. Check your fruit before you put it in your basket. Check your fruit. Because all fruit, just because it look good don't mean it's good. Look on both sides, squeeze it, rub it, do all that. You got to check that fruit. You got to check
That's
it.
Right. That's right. That's right. So, man, we thank you guys. Like, we do not take this for granted. Thank you for tuning in right here on Relation Beyond the Radio every Sunday. Go tell a friend. And I hope you guys be blessed. I hope y'all, you know, can be encouraged. That's all we want to do. We do not want to put anyone down and make them feel less than, because you are great. You have greatness in you. You are kings. You are queens. You are mighty. But you got to believe, and we want you to walk in it. So let's walk together, family. And we see you guys next week. Come on in. So with that being said, we're the music.
Where the music at? do. Oh, what a blessing. It's only you. Oh, how you reign in my life today. I choose you, Jesus. It's only you.
It's you, it's you, it's you, Lord.
What more can I ask for? It's only you. You gave me love.
Love, love, love.
So I can show it's you. There's none like Jesus. It's only you.